The section 1031 itself provides that if you receive, instead of cash when you dispose of a property, you receive other property of like kind, that you don't have to count the value of that other like kind property in computing your taxable gain. And that seems simple enough. But where it gets interesting is the degree to which the definition of what is defined as an exchange gets extended from the common sense everyday meaning that we would carry around. We all know what an exchange looks like, but the combination of the Starker case out of the Tenth Circuit in 1979 and the regulations that came out in 1991 greatly extend the concept of what is an exchange for these purposes beyond what we would think of as an exchange when we do these transactions. So it's a little like the unwritten rule in baseball that a middle infielder turning a double play doesn't necessarily have to step on second base, you know, if it's close enough that he could have stepped on second base and, you know, he's just not doing it to avoid a collision. The difference here is that in that example, it's the umpire's discretion as to whether to conclude that he, in effect, touched the base. In this context, it's entirely rule-driven with no tolerance of substance over form. It's did you comply with the form to make it this quasi-exchange that's not really an exchange, but the IRS will think of it as an exchange. So it's great for us lawyers because we get to help our clients navigate through these rather Byzantine rules, and there's a great result at the end if it happens, and we can get credit for it. So good stuff.